Mitzachas Shvuos Parachas Mishnah Vav Heichan Shorin. Somebody lent a shore to somebody, and the lender asked the shore, "Where's the shore that I lent you?" Amar lo eni yodea ma tasach. The shore responds, "I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed a shore from you." V'hu shemeiz o nishbar o nishba o nignav o avad. The shore was lying. He really did borrow the shore, and it died or broke a limb, or was captured, or was stolen, or was lost. Mashbi acha ani v'amar amen chay. The mashal, the lender, put the shul under oath, and the shul takes the shvur that he never borrowed the shore, and then he admits afterward that he really did borrow the shore, and he took his shvur sheker. It's chayiv to bring a korban for the shvur sheker. As ayidei his shvur, he was trying to get out of paying for the shore, as even though it died or was captured, and these are onsen, these are unavoidable occurrences, but a shul has to pay for onsen, and by denying that he ever borrowed the shore, he was trying to get out of paying for it, so therefore his chayiv to bring a korban. Amar l'noisei sachar v'asoicher heichan shor. Somebody gave a shor to a shomer sachar, or he rented the shor to somebody, and he asked the shomer sachar or the socher, "Where is the shor that I gave you?" Amar lo meis, and the shomer sachar or the socher responds that it died, it was an ones, v'hu shenishbar o nishba. And the truth is, it didn't die. It broke a limb or was captured. These are also onsen, nishbar. Or the shomer sachar or socher responds that it broke a limb, v'hu shemeis o nishba, and it really died or was captured, nishba. Or the shomer sachar or socher responds that it was captured and they were lying, v'hu shemeis o nishbar, and really it died or broke a limb. Now in all these cases, even if they take a shvur sheker, they would be patur from bringing a korban. As all these things are onsen, the claim that they made was the claim of an ones, and even though they were lying, but it was a different ones that actually occurred, so either way they would be patur. So by taking the shvur sheker, they were not trying to get out of paying, as they were patur from paying anyway, so therefore they would not have to bring a korban. Nignav. If the shomer sachar or socher claimed that it was stolen, v'husha avad, and they were lying, and the truth was it wasn't stolen, it got lost, avat, or they claim that it was lost, v'husha nignav, they were lying, really it was not lost, it was stolen. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen patur. And the person who gave them the shvur puts them under oath, and they say amen to the shvur, they took a shvur sheker, still their patur from bringing a korban in these last two cases also. And the claim that they made, nignav or avat, anyway would be machai of them, as a shomer sachar or socher has to pay if it was stolen or lost. So by taking a shvur sheker that it was stolen or lost, they were not trying to get out of paying, as they are chayav for gneva or aveda, so therefore they don't have to bring a korban, since ayidei the shvur, they were not trying to get out of paying. Meis o nishbar o nishba. If the shomer sachar or socher claim that the shvur died or broke a limb or was captured, these are all onsen, and they would be patur if this is really what happened. But they were lying. V'husha nignav o avad. Really, it was stolen or lost, and a shomer sachar or socher has to pay for gneva or aveda. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen chayev. And the shomer sachar or socher were put under oath, and they said amen to the shvur. They took a shvur sheker. They claimed it died or broke a limb or was captured, and these are onsen. And the truth was it was stolen or lost. In this case, they're chayev to bring a korban shvur, as they were trying to get out of paying. As the shomer sachar or socher are patur from onsen, and the truth was it was stolen or lost, and they are chayev to pay for gneva or aveda. So therefore, since they took a shvur sheker and tried to get out of paying, they have to bring a korban. Avad o nignav. If the shomer sachar or socher claim that it was lost or stolen, v'hu shemeis o nishbar o nishba, they were lying. The truth is it died or broke a limb or was captured. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen. The person who gave them the shvur put them under oath, and they say amen to the shvur. They took a shvur sheker, patur, their patur from bringing a korban. As in this case, they were actually trying to be machayev themselves by taking the shvur sheker, as they claimed it was stolen or lost, and a shomer sachar or socher achayev to pay for gneva or aveda. And the truth was they were patur, as really an ones happened. It died or broke a limb or was captured. These are onsen, and they lied trying to be machayev themselves. And the truth was they were patur. In such a case, a patur from bringing a korban, as you do not bring a korban unless you were trying to patter yourself with the shvuah, and in this case, they were trying to be mechayev themselves with the shvuah. Sheker zeh, klal, this is the general rule. Kol hamishana mechova lechova, umeptor leptor, umeptor lechova patur. Any time somebody lies and tries to change from one chiyuv to a different chiyuv, as the claim that he made would be mechayev him, and he was lying, a different thing actually happened to him, which anyway he would be chayev for, or he changed from p'tor to p'tor. He lied claiming one thing happened to it, in which he would be patur from paying, and really a different thing happened to it, which also would patur him, or he changed from p'tor to chova, like in this last case over here, he made a claim which would be mechayev him, and really he would be patur. In all these cases, if he took a shvuah sheker, he would be patur from bringing a korban, mechova leptor chayev. But in a case where he really was chayev, and he made a claim that would patur him, and he took a shvuah sheker trying to get out of paying, only in that case are you chayev to bring a korban. Zeh haklal, an additional rule, ka nishba lahaka atmo chayev, lahachmera atmo patur. Anybody who takes a shvuah sheker, trying to be make on himself, trying to get out of paying, and he admits afterward that he was lying, he's chayev to bring a korban. But if he took a shvuah trying to be machmer on himself, like in this last case that we had, that he lied and made a claim that would be mechayev him, and really he was patur, even though he took a shvuah sheker, he's patur from bringing a korban. Maseches Idiyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Maseches Idiyos, the Gemara called Bechirasa, chosen. As all of these Mishnayos are halacha lemaisa, the Rambam explains that the Tanaim were made that they heard these halachas from the Gedolim that preceded them. Therefore, the Masechta is called Edius, a Lashon Edus, as the Tanaim testified that they heard these halachas from the Gedolim, and these are chosen halachas that are halacha lemaisa. The first Mishnah says, Shammai Omer, Ka Nashim Dayan Shaita. Shammai says, all women that see Dan only become Tamei from the point that they see the dam, and even though from the point that the dam leaves the makor, where the dam was originally, even before it leaves the guf, the woman is tummy, still, we're not afraid, according to Shammai, that there was an interim stage between the point that it left the makor and it left the guf, and we should be metami her retroactively. Instead, Shammai holds that we assume that soon after it left the makor, it left the guf, so therefore she's only tummy from the point that she sees the dam. The hilo aimer me keda lepikeda. Hillel said we have to be machmer and be metame the isha retroactively from the previous bedika that she did before she saw the dam. As we're afraid that soon after she did the previous bedika, the dam left the makor, and only now that she is doing another bedika does she realize that she saw dam. So therefore, she's tame retroactively from the time of the previous bedika. Afilu b'yamim harbe, even if that previous bedika was many days before, we are metami her retroactively from the day of that previous bedika. The chachamim marmirin lo kedivrei zeh, velo kedivrei zeh. The chachamim hold were not meko as much as Shammai, but were also not machmer like Hillel. Ela me'et la'et me'me'etes ayad mi'pekida l'pekida. If the original bedika that she did before she saw the dam was more than 24 hours before she saw the dam, then we're only metami her retroactively for 24 hours. But if the original bedika was done within 24 hours from the time she saw the dam, then she would only be tummy retroactively from the time of that original bedika. And since she did bedika less than 24 hours ago, and at that point she had not seen dam, we're only tummy her retroactively from the time of that previous bedika. So therefore, according to the chachamim, she's never tummy retroactively for more than 24 hours from the time she saw the dam. Any isha that sees dam at regular intervals, then she's only tame from the point that she saw the dam. She's not tame retroactively, even according to Hillel. And since she sees dam at regular intervals, we're not afraid that there was an interim period from the time the dam left the makor until it left the guf. Hamishameshet be'idim harezu kipekida mimaetes ayad me'eth le'eth va'ayad mipekida lepekida. And isha that every time she has tashmish, she does a bedika before and after tashmish with edim. Edim is the beged that the bedika is done with. That bedika is a valid bedika. So therefore, if she sees dam afterwards, and the bedika that she did after tashmish was within the 24-hour period that she saw a dam, and no other bedika was done afterwards before she saw the dam, she would be tummy retroactively from the time she did that bedika after Tashmish. But the bedika before Tashmish is not a valid bedika, and since that bedika is done before Tashmish, it is done quickly and in a hurry, and therefore that bedika cannot be counted. Only the bedika after Tashmish is counted as a valid bedika.